Hello, I'm Shelley. Welcome to this very special hypnotic recording. During this recording, I will ask that you not do anything that require your attention, like drive or operate any machinery, as this recording has been designed to induce a state of deep relaxation. And now, close your eyes, lay back, and relax. And as you listen to the sound of my voice, notice how deeply relaxed you are beginning to feel. In this moment, there is nothing that requires your attention. Therefore, you find it easy to block out the outside world. This moment is your moment. Your special time to relax and enjoy yourself. And as you allow yourself to relax deeply, notice how your heart rate is slowing down. With every second that passes, your heart beats a little slower. A little more relaxed. Feel yourself falling now, deeper and deeper into that wonderful, blissful state of complete relaxation. In your mind, I want you to imagine that it is a dark night. And outside, the stars are shining brightly. Imagine that you are looking up into the sky, looking at the stars, and one star in particular stands out to you as you notice that it is gently blinking. And it's such a beautiful star. And you notice that as you begin to stare at the star, it seems as if the star is moving closer towards you. And perhaps it is. And as you focus your energy and your attention on that star, and you feel that star getting closer and closer, you find yourself completely mesmerized by that star. And the closer it gets, you notice that that star is not a star. It is a beautiful fairy with beautiful fairy wings. In her hand, you see that she is holding a beautiful wand. She begins to point the wand at you. And as she does, fairy dust begins to sprinkle all over your body. You notice as the fairy dust touches your body that every nerve, every muscle, every cell in your entire body becomes relaxed. That beautiful fairy sprinkling her fairy dust on you in every color of the rainbow. Red, pink, yellow, green, blue, sort of an iridescent powder that's falling on you, and it touches your skin and it penetrates your skin, and every nerve in your body relaxes. And it feels so wonderful to relax. You notice that the fairy is looking down at you with a smile on her face. A warm, inviting smile. And she's nodding her head at you as she tells you to let go and relax. She reaches out for your hand, and as you reach out and grab her hand, you notice how soft her skin is to the touch. And you feel your body slowly beginning to float up into the sky. You feel so wonderful to relax. The deeper relaxed you become, the lighter your body. And finally, you can float up, up and away into the sky. You feel so wonderful. So wonderful as you're flying through the sky. Cool breeze running through your hair. And in this moment, you are completely relaxed and free. And you feel the world that you've left behind getting farther and farther from you now. It feels as if the body you once had was left behind. It's completely asleep. And your spirit has come out of that body. It is free. It is flying through the sky. So as you find that your body is relaxed, you notice that your mind is alert. It is following the sound of my voice. Following the sound of my voice. Allowing yourself to completely let go. Oh, don't you just love your nicely manicured feet with your beautiful red toenails? They're so sexy, aren't they? You love your red toenails. From now on, whenever you have your feet freshly manicured, your feet are going to become very horny. That's right. Just like your red lips, your red cock-sucking mouth that becomes so horny. Now when your toenails are painted with a bright red and you have freshly manicured feet, your feet are in fact going to feel horny. Imagine that. The second you are in the same room as your partner, or even a new partner, with your nails of your toes painted red, your feet are going to begin to tingle. You'll notice that as your feet begin to tingle, so will your pussy, and your entire body will begin to crave sex. You will find that your feet, if unable to get what they want, they will begin to itch. They will begin to itch out of control. That's right. Your feet are itching to get fucked. Your feet are itching to have a hot, throbbing cock between them. In fact, the only thing that will relieve the itching of your feet is a hard, throbbing cock. You find yourself quickly pursuing your lover, getting him nice and turned on, teasing his cock with your feet, getting it nice and erect. You ask your lover to suck on your toes, and while he's sucking on your toes, your clit becomes nice and wet, and the itching of your feet slowly becomes relieved as you begin to engage in this sex act. your feet are craving to get fucked and licked. Your toes are wanting to get sucked. And so you tell your partner to lick your feet, to get them nice and wet. Then you hand your partner a bottle of lotion, and you tell him that your feet need to be lubricated. That's right. Your feet need to be lubricated if they're gonna jerk off that hard, throbbing cock. And as your feet become lubricated, they begin to itch even more. They are craving so badly to feel that cock between them. You notice that the second your toes are against that cock, the itching begins to disappear and fade, and now your feet are beginning to feel hot and turned on. Your feet are beginning to feel hot and horny, and you take that cock between your toes, and you walk up that cock slowly. Walk down that cock with your toes. Cradle those balls between your feet, holding them with your toes. Then you take your foot, place it beneath the balls, and you begin to lightly bounce those balls up and down, rubbing your feet all over that cock. Feels so good. Teasing that cock with your beautiful feet. And that red toenail polish is reminding you of your red clit. And now your red clit begins to feel as if it is on fire. It is burning up. It is beginning to tingle. So you must touch it. You must play with it for your partner. You must play with your clit while you're stroking his cock with your feet. And whatever your partner is experiencing, whatever he is feeling in his cock, you are feeling against your pussy, against your clit. And it feels so wonderful. You absolutely love it. And you start stroking his cock faster and faster. Loving the way that feels, that cock between your feet. Stroking it faster. Playing with your pussy. You love the way it feels. Stroking that cock. Taking it between your feet, between your toes. Like your feet are now your hands. And you find yourself beginning to do things with your feet you never even imagined were possible. You find your feet all of a sudden are becoming very creative with that cock. Your feet are having so much fun. Your feet are out of control. Your wild, crazy, sensual, sexual feet. And your feet are stroking that cock like it's the most beautiful cock they've ever felt. Faster and faster, teasing it, taunting it, bouncing the balls up and down, rubbing the cock between the feet, like you'd rub your hands if you were trying to get them warm. When you rub them together, you rub the cock between your feet like that. It feels so good. Holding your feet together and rubbing them up and down on that cock. Stroking that shaft, and then taking the tips of your toes and walking up and down that cost. Up and down. And taking your whole foot and swirling it around the cock. Ooh, that feels so good, doesn't it? Your feet are so hot. Your feet are on fire as they're jerking off that long, hard, throbbing cock. You love it. You need it. You need to make that cock come all over your feet. That's what your feet are wanting, aren't they? Your feet are wanting some more cream. And what better cream than cum all over your feet? So you find yourself beginning to get into a pattern, like you would if you were stroking that cock with your hand or with your mouth. Getting into the groove, stroking it soft, then harder, faster, stroking it soft, then harder and faster, getting a nice little rhythm, stroking it soft, then harder and faster, harder, faster. Tugging on it with your feet. Harder. Faster. Tugging it with your feet. Harder. Faster. Tug. Harder. Faster. Tug. Harder. Faster. Tug. Harder. Faster. Tug. And that cock is so hard between your feet. It's just about ready to explode. That's what you want. So you just keep that rhythm going, keep it going, keep it going, keep it going. You find your legs are getting tired as your feet are bouncing up and down in the air. It takes a lot of muscles in your legs to do this foot job, doesn't it? You feel that burning in your legs, the same burning that you feel in your clit. Harder, faster, tug. Harder, faster, tug. Harder, faster, tug. Faster, faster, faster. You look your partner directly in the eye and you tell him that you're ready for some cream. And you watch him shoot his load all over your feet. It gets all over your feet and it's so soft and sticky. You take your feet and you rub them together, rubbing that semen all over your feet. And then you walk your toes up your partner's chest, all the way to his mouth. And you tell him to lick it off. And he will want to lick it off your feet. Wonderful, creamy cum. You're both loving that, aren't you? And once he's got that cum in his mouth, pull him closer to you.